My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we debate whether the feelings between Davin and his scammer Belinda are real. So listen and enjoy.
I'm starting to get a little nervous here.
That this is real?
Yeah, a little bit.
Looking that way.
Yeah.
Joe, you always shake your head no.
No.
I can have the girl here blowing me underneath the table. You wouldn't believe it's real.
Because she's looking for money while she's blowing you.
They all are. What girl's ever blown you when they're not looking for money?
All right,
nobody blow. Girls don't blow you because it's a fun thing to do and it smells great down there.
Because they call it a job.
they call it a job.
Yeah, it's not a chore.
No girl ever goes, you know what I want to do on my Saturday? Just blow you endlessly. I don't want anything from you.
No, that's fancy.
She's a woman, Joe. It just proves my point that she's real.
Yeah, well,
if she'd blow me, or won't blow me, maybe that proves the point.
Put the screen up to your crotch.
What?
Put the screen up to your crotch.
I might.
Oh, by the way,
put
Trucker
the blow cam on there.
Trucker
says I don't have that.
Yeah.
This just in: pre-tenderized beef on sale at local New York City meat markets.
Cow.
Oh.
Cow.
Call back.
Yeah, that was nice.
So thoughts.
I'm getting nervous that she's just acting. I mean, it is pretty interesting how every time she gets uncomfortable, my battery's dying.
But then again, she has been talking on the phone with me for hours. And as having one of these phones,
yeah,
now they do go through batteries pretty quickly.
Yeah.
It's not unrealistic.
No, it's possible because, I mean, I've been on the phone and my battery's going.
Yeah,
and you have to
me.
Tell people.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious when she... The timing of when she says
that's what makes it great.
That was funny.
You got to love that. That's comedic timing right there.
Oh, it's so great. Are you going to think bad thoughts about me? My battery is low.
Listen, I mean, from everything that we've been given, it certainly looks like I got a situation of some sort here.
Yeah.
Something has changed.
Yeah.
Now, whether they've upped the scam and... This is a new way to lure me in, and they want something else out of me.
Right.
It's possible. But again, it can't be just money, because they gave up the money the day before the money was coming.
Yeah.
It must be. So it's either that, which seems a little far-fetched at this point, to be honest with
you. Yeah.
Or there's real feelings here, and I got a problem.
I'm almost starting to feel like, what if this is, you know... I mean, she is obviously part of a scamming network in some way.
At some point was.
Yeah, because, I mean, she admitted as much. But, there's too much that has, you know, really broken the mold and makes it seem more and more like she's being real with you. Even though I'm still feeling a little bit like... What is it that she's giving out, except for, like, every once in a while being sassy with you in her responses? What is she giving out? What information or what is she giving that would make somebody think, oh, yeah, she's so fascinating, I'd be in love with you this quick? Just the time spent?
Well, all right, remember, I am married in real life. So, if I was not married in real life, we have spent a lot of time together.
Yeah,
and there were certainly moments. Whoever I am talking to now has certainly been quite entertaining and engaging for several months.
Yeah,
we do not know if it was the same person throughout. We probably don't think it was.
No, I don't think so.
But this person has certainly been entertaining. Has, if it's to be believed, let me know about deaths in the family, what's going on with her daughter, what's going on with her grandmother.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a little bit of depth.
But it probably is the case where she works with these people and for these people and lets a little bit of a personal side in. Now, you mentioned in the beginning, well, maybe it's a new method that they're doing. I firmly believe it is. If you went on this site...
There's no way to convince you, is there?
No, there's not, and I'll tell you why. Because if you go on the site, and if people want to go on that that scammer site...
What site are you talking about?
The one where they tell you how to put the face, the picture of the person's face
on
there.
Oh, the YouTube.
Now, if you go on there, you will see so many sidebar clips to go to in regards to ways that these people are scamming. There's thousands of different ways.
But
of
no,
doing
but
this.
But Joe, you gotta remember something now. Now I am involved with these anti-scamming communities. Now I have gone to Nigerian websites where Nigerians talk openly and asked everybody, "Have you ever heard of something like this?" Nobody's ever heard anything like this.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm just in my own little bubble. I'm not doing my research. I'm bringing it to the people who deal with it much more than we have, who deal with hundreds of victims, hundreds of scammers. I'm going to the Nigerians who invented it and everything. Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you know, that we've never seen anything like this. Not that it's real, but everybody's saying, we've never seen this.
Might have been a new method, but I said this the last show. I'm going to say this again. With all the sweet talk and all of this and you this and the hug and the little devil and that, they got their business and we got our business. And I'm telling you right now that this is they're leading you in.
But here's where you're inconsistent. Here's where you're inconsistent. You give up the pretense that there are certain goal lines that she has to cross. Well, if she does this, I'll believe her. And we've had these various ones throughout, the picture, the personalized picture, now the video chat, the phone call, whatever it is. And she does these things. And there's nothing you...
And how do you know that they're not sitting there in front of their laptop going, all right, there's a couple of goal lines he has to cross.
But what I'm saying is, I don't even know why you put up these goal lines, because you're just never going to believe her. There's nothing she can do. You know, just like there's nothing you could do to make your wife believe you at this point.
Not bad.
Well, yeah. Your track records are similar at this point. She might be a little better at her job than you are at yours. But, I mean, there's really nothing that Belinda can do to convince you. I think Pip's a little bit more open-minded about this.
I not to say that Joe isn't sensitive, but I'm just thinking.
Really? I guess you need that ride home.
No.
A little late in the show's history to be nice now to
him. Well,
yes.
Yeah. Right?
You know, let's see if I can get her next time on the video chat.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.